Hey everybody, Phil Vassar here. This week on Songs from the Cellar, Vince Gill, 21-time Grammy Award winner, is going to be here. We're going to have so much fun. Vince Gill, Songs from the Cellar. It's going to be amazing. And go. Welcome to Songs from the Cellar. Today, my very, very special guest is Vince Gill. I love you, man. I'm so happy to see you.
Friend. You too.
And J-Dog's here on his birthday today because this was his birthday present.
Thank you.
Yep.
He said,
Best one ever.
He said, all right, for my birthday. I said, well, you know, I've got Vince coming over to the house today.
Either a car or the old guy.
Yeah, whatever, man. I'm just telling you. Man, it's, you know, I've been trying to get you in here to do this for a long time. As a matter of fact, we talked about this a long time ago, actually, about what, 3 or 4 years ago. And it was so funny because... You know, we said, yeah, and you're always so sweet to do stuff. You do everything for everybody, and you're the best about that.
Thanks.
And I know you regret it.
No, I don't.
No, but so, I'm just saying.
Somebody asked me one time, they said, why do you do as much as you do? I said, well, there was a long period of time where nobody ever asked.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, so
yeah,
just people need your help. It makes sense to chip in.
Well, I do appreciate it. We're excited about the show and the Circle Network. And, of course, you know, you do so much stuff on the Opry. You're such a staple, you know, and you know, I don't know if you ever heard, but Porter introduced me on my very first show and got my name wrong.
Oh, everybody does.
Yeah.
That's a rite of passage at the Opry, is for somebody to screw your name up.
Yeah.
Martina McBride got introduced by Grandpa Jones one night as Matilda McBride.
Matilda. Yeah, the guy goes.
Everybody got screwed up.
They go to Porter. Hey, man, what's his name again? They go, Phil Vassar. Sylvester.
So that's true. That's right.
Yeah.
I know that story. There's another great story of Grandpa was always the one that messed him up, it seemed like, but he was introducing Gene Shepherd. And he goes, now here's a little gal that's been around here a long time, and he couldn't remember her name. He goes, she's a dog. Gene Shepherd, you know.
Man,
so there's a million of them.
It's just so much fun. I mean, it's, you know, we just played this past weekend, and it's just always, I mean, just the camaraderie, the fun. It's like, it's just really nothing like it. I mean, I don't
know. No, there's not. It's, to me, it's the greatest opportunity to go somewhere and see maybe 60 years of history.
Yeah.
In music. You know, you go to a show and you see a headliner and maybe a couple of openers and they're all fairly current, or maybe it's a nostalgic band, and you go see them and another nostalgic band. But there, man, one night you'll see little Jimmy Dickens, somebody out doing their first night, and everything in between. It's an awesome – and most people don't realize when they come that it's a live radio show.
Yeah.
You know, they think it's just a concert.
Yeah.
Commercials, everything in between.
I know, man. You're selling Martha White right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. I mean, but I thought, you know, getting my name wrong, that was about
– it was a good rite of passage.
We're back with Vince Gill. Thanks for being here, Vinny. This is so much fun, dude. I love this.
Good fun.
The thing about somebody like you, and I've thought about it a million times, it's like sometimes when somebody's such a great singer, they can get away
with average
with
songs.
Singing crappy, whatever, right? I'm just saying.
Guilty.
But you know, what I always loved about what you do, and you know, I write so many words, right? It's like, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you know, it's like, everybody would be like, Vince Gill can say more in like one line, you know what I mean? Which is true. And I think that's a big deal, you know?
Well, it kind of, you know. And
succinct, you know?
A lot of that was from some of the lessons I learned from folks like Guy Clark. You know,
yeah.
He said, every word has to matter. The and, the you, you know, just the words you think would be throwaway words. And also, because I'm musical, you know, musician.
Right.
I have a mind of a musician. I've always been taught that less is more.
Right.
As a player.
Right.
You know, and when you're young, man, you're all full of it, and you want to play everything. You know. Yeah. And I got a good lesson then too.
Yeah.
One of the earliest sessions I ever did, it was time for me to play, and I played my solo, and the producer pushes the talk back politely and said, "That was great, man." He goes, "Let's try it again." He goes, "This time, just play me half of what you know." And it was a great lesson. You know, I got great lessons from a lot of people. My first records I made were solo records with Emery Gordy, who was a great bass player.
Oh, yeah.
Played in Emmy Lou's band, played with Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
All these great people. John Denver, and I love him to death. And
his wife sings pretty good.
Yeah, Patty Loveless. She's not bad. And wow. we're working on my first record, and it's a real... I wanted to be a real traditional artist back then, but the music of the early 80s was really not pointed that way too much. The record company at RCA, they weren't about traditional, so I said, I don't want to give them something they don't want.
Right.
So I was lost for a good while, but singing a real traditional record song in that first record, Emery says over the talkback, he says, man, you're singing great, but I just want to give you some advice. We already have a George Jones.
Right.
Says you need to find a way to sing like you sing.
Yeah.
And not be an impersonator, you know, and that's kind of the key. That's what you go through history and look at Merle Haggard. He sounded just like you knew who it was when he opened his mouth. Oh. Willie Nelson, you know who it is. Johnny Cash, it just goes on and on. It never disappoints.
Right.
You know?
And it's funny because you hear that all the time. Man, this guy, we got another George Strait on our hands. I'm like, well, we already had that guy. This guy's just like Vince Gill. Well, try to beat Vince Gill's best at Vince Gill that there's ever gonna be. And it's funny because that's what you hear all the time, man. It's which is kind of Nashville's thing if something works.
It's everybody's thing.
Yeah.
You know, they find something, they do the same thing in pop music and rock music. They find what works and they all go emulate that and by the time you're there, it's already come and gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that's the thing about doing your own thing. And I mean, and we were talking about, you know, when I call your name, we ought to do that, dude. I mean,
that song
changed a lot of lives,
lives. It did, man. And it was,
yours for sure, right?
I'll tell you what was interesting about When I Call Your Name. I adore this song and always will. But we've recorded it. I'd sung it. And nobody thought anything of it. They just kind of, what's one of the songs on the record?
Right.
And then three things happened to that song. The first was Barry Beckett, great piano player, late in session one night. We called him and said, can you come play on something? He said, I'll come when I'm done. It was like midnight, 2 a.m. And he came in sleepy and played that beautiful intro to that song. And all of a sudden, the song had a definition. You know,
yeah.
I think musicians oftentimes play something that define a record long before the knucklehead starts singing the song.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so he did that, and then all of a sudden it perked up a little bit. And then Paul Franklin's steel solo, the back half of that steel solo is one of the greatest things ever. He played it once before, and it was a little pedestrian. You know, it just didn't really – and I'm a steel freak. I love the steel guitar.
Doug Owens, baby.
I called him back, and I said, Paul, would you come back and replay that solo? He goes, no, I like what I played. And I said, well, please – I said, I really want the instrument to do what it used to do. I really want it to cry. I want it to do what nobody really wants to hear it do anymore.
Right.
And he reluctantly came in, and he wasn't very happy about it, but he played it, replayed it. It had all that great stuff that the steel does, and he pulled me aside later and said, thanks for
making me
come in there and redoing that. And
Let's come back and play it. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
So When I Call Your Name, you wrote with Tim Dubois,
right?
Who signed me to my record deal.
Yep.
He was...
Small world, isn't it?
I know, man. I mean, it's... like I said, I either wanted to be on MCA or Arista. That was my two... I mean, you just talk about that time. We talked about it earlier, and it was you and Reba, George Strait, Trisha Yearwood, Lyle Lovett, Steve Earle.
Marty Stewart was there.
Marty.
Yeah, it was a million.
I mean, it was killing it, that label. Mm-hmm. And Arista had Allen and Brooks and Dunn and Rio. And I mean, it was like that time in
pretty
music.
Pretty magical. It was just everything aligned. You know, the exposure that it got from television with TNN and CMT and country radio. Everything just, you know, the CDs had just become a thing. And then all of a sudden we were all, you know.
It was crazy.
Making some money.
I know. It was you and Garth and... Alan, I mean, it was like seriously, it was that time in Brooks and Dunn and Pam Tillis. I mean, there were some great.
Yeah, Mary
my
Chapin
favorite
Carpenter,
artist.
Chapin and
Mary Chapin and Lyle Lovett, Patty Loveless.
You know, Patty was to me.
Patty.
That was the reason When I Call Your Name stood out, and the reason it had something was when our voices, that's, you know, that blend of voices, her and mine are,
yeah,
you just can't, there's something about it that's otherworldly that,
yeah, magic,
that, you know, can't deny.
And, you know, that's the buzzword in Nashville now, right? That's all you hear. 90s country. That's what you hear, man. It's like, it's all they talk about. And then, but it's like, you go, well, all right then.
I was pretty partial to 50s.
Yeah, whatever. I'm in too. Well, let's do this, man.
All right.
We're going to do this. We're doing it in E, right?
That'll work.
Am I doing this story?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just, I think I've only done this in the F before.
I rushed home from work like I always do. I spend my whole day just thinking of you. And I walk through the front door, my whole life was changed. There's nobody answered. I call your name. A note on the table that told me goodbye. Said you've grown weary of living a lie. Oh, your love has ended, but mine still. Nobody answers when I call your name.
Big finish.
Oh, the lonely sound of my voice calling is driving me insane. And
just like Patty over there, buddy. You do it.
Play, baby.
Wow.
I think we're a little old, too old to modulate, so let's stay right here.
Please.
Oh, the lonely sound of my voice calling is driving me insane. And
yeah, that one allowed me to buy a house I can no longer afford to live in.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. You know, just having the show, the singer-songwriters, and being able to talk to, you know, guys like you and that have just, you know, shaped this industry, really, you know. And, I mean, even we were talking about Jeff and I earlier, you know, Jeff – and I grew up in Virginia. Of course, there's a lot of bluegrass. Statler Brothers grew up around us, and a lot of bluegrass. But you know, a lot of rock. We were, you know, there's a whole big scene, you know, and where we grew up. And you know, of course, you know, Jeff's dad, who's a great player, you know, himself, And he said, man, there's this guy I want you to hear, Jeff. And everybody's listening to AC/DC back then, you know, and you know, and tell him, you know, you heard Vince's voice.
I was a rock guy, and Dad was always watching CMT when, you know, and he was, you know, he was in his chair, and he goes, I was in the other room, he goes, hey, Jeff, I heard this fellow on CMT the other day. I think you're going to really like him. Because I said, I doubt it. You know, I'm just kind of. And he goes, so a couple of days went by, and the video came on. When I Call Your Name, he goes, Jeff, this video, come in, check this guy out. And it was When I Call Your Name, and that completely changed my attitude.
Well, absolutely. Right there, yeah. I mean, and of course, and when you were in Pure Prairie League, I mean, now you're in this other band. That's right. Anyway, so I talked to Vince about, well, since like 4 years ago, I'm calling you and talking about this show. So, man, I'm trying to think of this, trying to get my friends together in this room, talk about songwriting and music. And so he said, yeah, man. And, of course, you were always, of course, you know. And then you call back and say, man, I got this other call from, I said, oh, you did from, he said, the Eagles. The Eagles? I said, how did that come up? I mean, what kind of call is that? I remember that.
That was pretty crazy. You know, it's the kind of thing that you wouldn't even dream of thinking about being a possibility. And the thing you know, I knew all those guys for many, many years. And, and Glenn, who passed, was one of my dearest friends. We shared a manager for a long, long time. And they weren't sure if they were going to press on or just lay it down, you know. And they all said, this guy would be a good fit, you know. And so Don actually told me, he said, I didn't really think of anybody else. You know?
Wow.
And so I've been a good soldier and had a good time and 4 years in now and
I can't believe it's been 4 years.
I know. This is my fourth year and having a ball, getting to play with one of my childhood heroes, Joe Walsh. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, seriously.
Picking the banjo in one room, then going there with my guitar on 10 and playing Rocky Mountain Way in the other. So I had a love for all of it.
Dude, it is so great.
Who knew?
Buddy, thanks for doing it. Let's do another tune, man. Let's do.
What do you want to do?
I think I've actually played Liza Jane with you before.
Oh,
Jane.
Long time ago.
I know, man. Let's do this. This is fun. I'm following you, guitar slingers, today.
Well, you got my number. You got my name. Why don't you call me Little Liza Jane? Well, you got that body. Kiss and I'll never be the
tell me why don't you call me Little Liza Jane?
Do one more, that feels good.
I like it.
Tell me why don't you call me Little Liza Jane?
That's about
it. And we're back, Songs from the Cellar. Thank you, Vince, for being here today. It's been a wonderful, I can't tell you how much I really appreciate it. I love you,
thanks
buddy.
Thanks for waiting.
No, really.
Glad I finally got to work out.
I mean, are you kidding me? Happy birthday, J-Dog. This is about the best birthday present you could ever have.
Yes.
I know. It's pretty dang good. But we'll see you next time on Songs from the Cellar. God bless y'all.